داخل
كيف فلت سوله كلام ربع صحابه هنا لي خودي مو
Time to meditate. Journal Mabolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the way,
gentlemen, so.
For years, I traveled or rode.
Good evening. I welcome you tonight in our daily show that is called Time to Meditate. It is a beautiful Thursday. As I normally say, that I believe that some people are from work, some they are on the way from work, some they are to work, some they are to church, because today they are saying wherever you are, as you have tuned in, I welcome you to our show. I am John Mamabulo. I am hosting this show, Time to Meditate. It's going to be awesome. It's a daily show that we always have. Before we start by prayer. I'm going to pray. The song is saying, Mercy, Rewrote My Life. So that's a song that is being played in the background. It's playing by Jimmy Swaggart. I want you to enjoy the song as I'm going to pray. And inviting God to be with us as we pray.
mistakes would turn into miracles. Every tear was turned into joy. My sins forgiven, a new name was written, thank God, when mercy
rewrote my life.
Help me sing the song now.
Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my love.
Let me tell you about it.
I could have fallen,
my soul castaway.
Thank you, Lord, we pray tonight. I'm saying, Father, Lord, be with us tonight. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to help us. I believe that you are going to touch our soul. You are going to heal our soul as we are meditating tonight. And I believe, wonderful God, that you will bless us, that you will be with us tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I pray to each and everyone who have just joined us now. I pray to each and every listener who have just tuned in now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Each and everyone who is going to listen to this show, it may be tomorrow or even next year, touch their soul. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you are the Lord, you've been the Lord, and you always continue to be the Lord in our life. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. We are saying this is my desire. This is our daily show that we always have. And I believe that God is going to help us as we continue. As I normally do, I give you the scripture that we are going to meditate. One thing that I want to say is today there are two or three people that I know that are birthday in today. Everyone who is birthday in today, we want to wish you a beautiful, happy birthday wherever you are. And we want to say that wherever you are, enjoy this day. And we believe that the God may add more years and more days to your calendar. We thank God because God is the one who gave us life. Today is because God gave you the life so that you can see those many years. We thank God for that. And I want to say to you, happy birthday to you, who is birthday today. And may God continue to bless you. May God continue to be with you each and every time of your life. May He continue to add more years in your life, more days in your life. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Now, tonight we are going to talk about life. What is life? That's what we are going to talk about it. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. And tonight I'm going to have a few guests in our studio. Those who are birthday today, I will be chatting to them, and also we will be reflecting on their life, who they are, where they were born, and what happened as we talk about life. So we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. You can interact with us on our line 083-289-4658, 073-269-2731, or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org, and there's a chat box there. You can chat to me in the studio tonight. As we meditate, you can send SMS to the number 03-289-4658. Now, we are continuing. I'm going to give you the scripture that we meditate. So there are a lot of scripture that we are going to read that talks about life. So we will read in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 24. That's the scripture that we are meditating with. Ecclesiastes chapter number 2. Verse number 24. This is scripture that we are meditating with. And there are a lot of scriptures that we are going to read. The scriptures that talk about life. As we are talking about life. What is life? And it's going to be awesome. Now, Ecclesiastes chapter number 2. That is our first scripture that we're reading. Ecclesiastes chapter number 2. Verse number 24, but I wanted to start it from verse number from verse number 18, but I will start from verse number 18 so that you can understand where we are going. So before I do that, let me just do this.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Ronkantis Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide a manana amabo tibuti ambamu rata. Utwana nil nanewala, winning a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate with John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning with Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people with Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Strings, healing and talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Lord, our Father, we need you. I gave you a scripture that we are going to meditate with, Ecclesiastes chapter number 2, verse number 24. But we'll start from verse number 18 as we are talking about what is life. We're talking about life. Remember today, there are people who are born today. They are birthday in today. Today is their day. Some they are turning 2 years. Some they are turning 18. Some they are turning 40. Some they are turning 23. Some they are turning 50. Now I want to say on behalf of By the Grace Radio, on behalf of By the Grace Ministry, we're saying to each and everyone who is listening, who is birthday in today, we're saying to you, happy birthday to you. May God add more years and more days to your calendar as you continue to grow. And it's going to be awesome because tonight we are talking about life. What is life? Now, don't mind he say, our Father, you are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That's a prayer. Remember, Jesus taught his disciples prayer that they should pray. And say, our Father who art in heaven. Now, that is what don't mind is praying. He's saying, our Father who art in heaven. Now, continue to listen to this song as we continue to meditate. You are with me, myself, and I, John Mamabolo. Time to meditate, a daily show that we always have. We are but the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, whatever it takes for a soul.
Psalm 24, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. How many want the King of Glory to come in here tonight? Amen.
My desire.
Yeah, as we continue to meditate, you are with me, myself, and I, John Mamawolo. We are but there is a radio station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Don Moon is saying, draw me close to you, Lord. As we meditate, we're talking about life. I gave you the scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 2. Now I wanted us to read verse number 24, but as usual we will start from verse number 18. I wanted us to start from so that you can understand where we're going. Tonight we are talking about life. That's what we are talking about. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Whatever it takes for a soul, our number is 0832894658. There's a number that you can call us. You can chat to us on our Skype BTGM radio, or you can send us SMS on 0832894658.
Time to meditate. John Mamawolo,
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Church Moving Soul.
Now I'm going to read this verse as we continue to meditate. It is awesome. I'm gonna have a special guest tonight. I'm gonna have some special guest tonight in our studio, and it's gonna be awesome. I'm gonna call some of them. I'll be with them. Some of them will be interacting on a phone. It's gonna be awesome. It's a beautiful day, a beautiful Thursday. As I told you that I know that as I speak now, some people, they are on the way from work. Some they are coming. Some they are going to church. Some they are coming from church. Some are coming from different places. Some are going to the stadium. Wherever that you are going, I want to say to you, may the hand of God continue to be with you. And then may God continue to be with you. Wherever you are, whatever that you are doing, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. And the verse that we are reading, the time is 6:26. It is 4 minutes to 6:30. And you are with me as we meditate. Now the verse that we are reading is the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse number 18. Verse number 18, but we read from verse number 18. The main verse we're meditating is in verse number 24. So there are a lot of verses that we're going to be interacting with, talk about life. Now it said, the vanity of toil. That's what it said, the vanity of toil. So it said, I began to hate all the hard work I have done, because I saw that the people who lived after me would not get the thing that I worked for. Okay, let me start again. It said, I began to hate all the hard work I have done, because I saw that the people who live after me will get the thing I worked for. I will not be able to take them with me. Okay? Let me read it in the message. That was English Revived Vision. Now we are reading it in English Vision. It's saying, the best you can do with your life. Okay? Alright. I think I read 24 in the message, but okay, I want to verse number 18 in the message. It's saying, just listen. And wherever you are, you can read it with whatever it's saying. And I hated everything I have accomplished and accumulated on this earth. I can't take it with me. No, I have to leave it to whoever comes after me. Okay? And I hated everything I have accumulated. I have accomplished on this earth. I can't take it with me. No, I have to leave it to whoever comes after me. Okay? Now here with a new life, it's saying, I came to hate all my hard work here on earth, for I must leave to others everything I have earned. Now here what we're reading, this man here is complaining. He had a complaint. He's saying that I began to hate all the hard work that I have done. Now I began to hate everything that I have achieved. That's what he's saying. He said, I began to hate everything that I have achieved, because I saw the people who lived after me will get everything that I worked for. In other words, he is complaining. He is having a jealous of whatever that he have achieved. Because he is saying, meaning when I die, those who are after me, they're going to use what I worked for. And he said, I will not be able to go with it to where I'm going. Now what he's saying is, as you live, because we are talking about life tonight, that whatever that you have accumulating, we're not going to go with it to a graveyard. We're going to leave it here. What I want to say is, as we continue working, we should work very hard. We should work as there's no tomorrow, because we don't know where will we be tomorrow. But this gentleman here, this man that we're reading about, he is complaining. He's saying, I began to hate the hard work that I worked. Okay? I began to hate the hard work that I have worked. He's saying that I began to hate the hard work that I have worked. Now, he said, I began to hate the hard work that I have worked, because I saw that the people who will live after me will get the thing that I worked for. I will not be able to take it with me. In other words, he's saying that he began to hate whatever that he worked for. In other words, he doesn't want the people that when he died, they should use what he had. But what he's saying, he doesn't make sense. Because when we live, when we die, whoever that is remaining is going to use what I have. I can't go with you to the graveyard. Recently, I read on Facebook, they are saying the man in another country, he told them that when I die, I want you to bury me with my car. An expensive car that you just go and buy the expensive car and you bury me with the car. In other words, this man, he wanted to he thought that whatever that he worked for, he will go with it wherever he's going. You can't go with it. You will leave it here. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 13 to number 14. Remember, we're talking about life. So we'll be reading a lot of verses, a lot of chapters as we continue. But our main verse is in the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 24. I just started from verse number 18 so that you can understand where we're going. It said, there is very sad thing that I have seen happening in life. People save their money for the future, then something bad happens and they lose everything. So they have nothing to give to their children. That's what they say. That I have seen a bad thing happening to the future. I have seen the bad thing happen to life. That people, they work, they save whatever they save, and the bad thing happen, and they start to lose whatever they have, and they don't have even have money for their children. Remember, we are talking about life. We are by the Grace Radio station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. Now I go to verse number 19, Ecclesiastes 2:19. It says, some other people will control everything I worked and studied for, and I don't know if that person will be wise or foolish. This is also senselessness. In other words, he say, I understand the reason why this man, he had this concern, that I hate that what I worked for. Because he, what he's saying is, he worked hard. You wake up in the morning, and that's what he's saying. He worked hard, he wake up early in the morning, doing whatever he do. And what he's not sure is when he die, the person who's going to use the money, is he going to use the money wisely or foolishness? Okay? Because sometimes people, things that they didn't work for, they end up being misusing it. They end up being using it in somehow. They end up being using it in the way that when you look into it, you see that, no man, this thing, it doesn't make sense. Because they didn't work for it. That's why many people, they say money that comes cheap, the money that comes quicker, it's easy for it to be finished quicker. That's what they say. That's what they say, that the money that you are getting it quicker without not even worked for, it's easy for it to get finished. Okay? I also studied life. I also studied some of the things that I saw it happening. I saw where people, they get money that they didn't work for, and recently the money get finished. Now that is what this man is trying to talk about, that he said I hate it when I work so hard, and I don't know that the person who's gonna use my money after I dead, how he's gonna use. Now in verse number 19, as I read it, says some other people will control everything I worked and studied for, and I don't know if that person will be wise or foolish. This is also senselessness. Because he said, some other people, they will control whatever that I worked for. Okay? Meaning when he died, when he is no longer there. Some people, they will try to control what this man had worked for. Okay? Some people, they will control what this man had worked for. Now as we continue, let me just do this. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now I'm gonna do this as you continue. I just want to play this song. It's saying, the hand that given, you will just hear it, just listen to it by Lucky Dewey, and we'll continue. Thank you. Wherever you are, you can sing this song. Blessed is the hand that given than the one that receive. The hand that given. Remember, we're talking about life. We read in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 2. Now, as we are meditating, talking about life, you are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, as we meditate.
My question to you is,
white man suffering.
friends. She said, I gotta say, hey, Rastaman, hey, European, Indiana man, we gotta come together as one.
Hey, we are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope in the hearts and soul of the people. We're talking about life, so I'm going to Pastor Patrick will join me tonight as we are continuing to meditate. Our verse that I told you that we're reading, we meditate, it's in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 2, verse number 24, but we started from verse 18, now we are in verse number 19. Now it's going to be awesome, it is awesome indeed, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome, and it is awesome. Now I just read it saying that some other people will control everything I worked and studied for, and I don't know if that person would be wise or foolish. This also senseless. That's what he's saying. So that is what he's saying. Now I continue. Now I go to 20. So I became sad about all the work I had done. Now in other words, he started to feel sad. As he looked back of what is happening, of what is going to happen, now he started to feel sad. Right? Yeah, he started to feel sad. Now let me continue. Now we go to verse number 21. It's saying, people can work hard using all their wisdom and knowledge and skill, but they will die and other people will get other... People can work hard using all their wisdom and knowledge and skill, but they will die and other people will get the things they worked for. They did not do the work, but they will get everything. That make me very sad. It also not fair and it's senseless. That's what he's saying. Okay, we still continue. We go to verse number 22. What do people really have after all their work, after all their work and struggle in this life? Let's go to verse number 23. It says, throughout their life, they have pain, frustrations, and hard work. Even at night, a person's mind does not rest. This is also senselessness. Number 24, the part that we meditate with. Now, I'm going to read the verse. After I read the verse, then I will invite Pastor Pat. He will be with me tonight as we meditate. Now, it says, there is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. That's what he's saying. Verse number 24 that we are meditating with. Now I'm going to read it with the English, with the message, so that you can understand where we're going. It's saying, the song that is playing in the background is by Elijah Oyende Oyelende. Glorious God, I bow before you, Lord. Alright? You are the glorious God. We are by the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Now let me read with the message. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 24. It's saying, okay, it's saying, let me read it. Where is it now? It's trying to disappear. The best you can do with your life is having a good time and get by the best you can. The way I see it, That is divine faith. Okay? It is very, very, very important to enjoy your life as you're still alive, because you don't know what will happen tomorrow. Now he's saying, there is no one who will try to enjoy life more than what I have enjoyed. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. Okay? That is what he say. Now, I'm going to get Pastor Pet. Now, let me just get him. As we say, bow before your throne. Bow before your throne. Bow before your throne. I'm getting Pastor Pet in a studio. I'm getting him now. As we say, bow down before your throne. I'm getting him now. Muruti, I welcome you tonight to our daily show, Time to Meditate. I the song that I was playing is Elijah Oyedele, Glorious God.
Wow.
Feel welcome as we are meditating. It is a beautiful Thursday tonight. And I have noticed that many people are birthdaying today. And those in those people who are birthdaying, we have people who are in our team. And we are going to celebrate this day with them. In other words, we dedicate the whole show to them tonight. Now, I have invited you to this show tonight so that you can help me as we dedicate this show to them. And I want you to feel welcome. I give you this time to welcome yourself, because I already welcome you, but I want you to welcome yourself. Feel at home. You are at home. You know, people, they say, "Ore, the homo di mpiare di ribo file." That's what they say. But I give you this time to greet our listeners.
Thank you so very much. Thank you, man of God. Thank you so very much to consider me to be part of the show tonight. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I greet you in the most wonderful name, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls. And I also just want to extend the same greetings. I greet each and every single listener, in whichever corner of the world he is or she is. I say be blessed. I know that as we are celebrating other people's birthday tonight, other people have lost loved ones.
Yes.
Other people have been fired from work tonight.
Yes.
Other people have received their promotions. Nevertheless, we cry with those who cry, and we celebrate with those who celebrate.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, the scripture that we are meditating with, as I mentioned, it is Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Now, verse number 24, which I started from verse number 18, so that those who don't have a Bible, because there are people whom they don't have a Bible, so I started from verse number 18 so that they can understand. Now, verse number 24, it's saying, "There is no one who has tried to enjoy life more than I have." Okay? And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also saw that this comes from the Lord. That's what he said. Now, I said to our listener that when you read from verse number 18, you will understand why he came to this part of saying this. Because from verse number 18, he was complaining, he was crying and said, "But now I work so hard, but when I die, I'm not going to go with what I've worked for." Okay, I work so hard. I wake up in the morning, I do whatever I do, I study, I get whatever I get, but when I die, somebody's gonna eat my money, but I'm not gonna go with my money. He said it doesn't make sense. That's what he was saying. That's from verse number 18. Until he came to number 24, where he's saying that the way he have enjoyed life, there is no one who have enjoyed life like him. Now, tonight, the reason why we're talking about life, we want everybody to enjoy life like this man that we are talking about. Yeah. So that's the verse that we meditating with. In other words, I was preparing the table so that you can understand. Because by 7 o'clock, we will invite KK. And then after that, we will invite his brother. After that, we will invite Macy. After that, we will invite Salilo. Because I noticed that Salilo, she's also birthday today. And KK is birthday today. So that's what we're going to do. So I'm just giving you this time to.
Yeah, thank you so very much, man of God. Life is a gift from above.
Mm.
Nobody planned to be alive.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
But Kasi Zulu, there's a song that says, "Kwashalwa phansi, kwashelwa khona ngempilo zethu." It means it was an idea from above that said, let us make man in our own image and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, life, we owe life to God as the creator and the giver of life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he created and he gave life. If he is the main author of life, he also has the better instructions of how it should be lived.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight, as we reflect on life, we look at each person's life in the context of who created it, in the context of who or what must be done for better enjoyment of life or for better living. You know, health spiritually, health socially, health financially, health marriage-wise, etc. So we're looking at all these aspects of life and how we can better navigate life for the long life, for the healthy life, for the good life.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you.
So you have touched a very powerful, but I like the version in which you read it with. I would, if I were to ask for permission, that you just read with that version again.
Okay, all right.
And you'll help the listeners to know where we are reading.
Okay, all right. It's Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
Verse 20, yes.
Verse 24.
Yes.
I'm going to read with English Revised Version. Now, it's saying, there is no one who had tried to enjoy life more than I have. Okay, meaning he's proud of what he's enjoying life more than what he have. There's no one. He did the comparison.
Like
he did the comparison from from the whole world. Then he said, there is no one who have enjoyed life like more than I have. Now he said, and this is what I learned. This he said after that he said, I have learned this. The best thing people can do is to eat. The best thing that a person can do. Meaning, eat is part of enjoying life. Eat is part of enjoying life. But Babang Maru, uja too much. I don't know where did they get it, but they say that. Okay? Now, it says drink is part of enjoying life. But when we talk about drink, we don't talk about drinking beer. It's not part of enjoying life. I mean, people never understand. Because now drink, a person can say, but when they say drink, meaning when I drink beer, I enjoy life. Now, also he's saying, and enjoy the work they must do. In other words, when you go to work, you must enjoy that work. Okay? And also so that this comes from the Lord. I finished reading it.
Thank you. I just, with the King James Version, the last verse there, I think it brings more perspective from the King James Version. It says, this also I saw, that it was from the hand of God.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the fact that the enjoyment of life and life in its its ways.
Yeah.
It comes from God.
Yeah.
You know, he's talking about the fact that, yes, humanity to eat, to drink, and it makes the soul to enjoy, it makes the soul to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And the conclusion in verse 24, it's amazing that amongst everything that happens in life, he realized that, no man, am, all these things, they come from the precious hand of God.
Mm.
And that's the most important element that we need to also understand as we enjoy life, so that we enjoy life in such a way that it pleases the one who created it.
Mm.
Not enjoying life in such a way that it makes the person who created life and authored life to us, I feel like, ish, these people, it's like they are spitting on my face.
Yeah.
This is not what I created life for them to do.
Yeah.
God did not create life for us to simply, just eating and drinking only.
Yes, yes.
It comes from, there's something beyond that. There is something which we call purpose.
Mm.
Each person that has been created has a purpose. There's a reason why a person is born. Nobody is born a mistake.
Yes.
People may do a mistake that you be born, but you are not a mistake.
That's right.
You are here for a reason, and you should fulfill, you should navigate from the word of God. What is the reason? What is your purpose for you to be here? And then understand if you are still working on that purpose.
Yeah. So to add what you're saying, Mori, that's an important point, because they are people whom, because they came by mistake, they say, I'm a mistake. As I speak now,
they
are people who came because their mother was raped. Okay?
Mm.
Their mother was raped. When they tell a person that, you came because I was raped, a person said, I am a mistake. I mean, I was not supposed. The person, like, he started to live like, how can I say? He started to live as if, like, he's nothing.
He's nothing, yes.
Yeah.
Hey.
So that is why we're talking about life tonight. So, Murudi, allow me to, let's start with Messi first. And then after Messi, we will take KK. After KK, we'll take KK's brother as we continue. So,
thank
because
you,
I want to, he told me that he will be with us for 1 hour, KK. So I want to honor that, because it's going to be a long, long topic as we're going to do.
Yes.
But before I do that, I want to go with the song that I played, day before yesterday. I love this song. It's saying that, forward we go. I will go and get Messi. Just enjoy the song as well. I managed to get Messi. Messi, I welcome you tonight in our daily show. I welcome you with a song that's saying, it's saying, up with hope, down with dope. I want you to listen to this song for a few seconds. We will welcome you officially. It's one of the lovely songs that I love it very much. I believe that I'm trying to compose the song. The reggae song, I'm trying to compose it. Now enjoy the song, Messi, as we welcome you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can start. Mercy, I think you are welcomed. I am with Pastor KK. I mean Pastor Pet in the studio. Why I'm saying KK? Mercy, I welcome you. Feel welcome. Marut, you can welcome Mercy.
The angel to the airways. That voice. Sis Mercy, welcome to the show tonight. And we greet you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Feel welcome. You can interact with our present listeners tonight. And feel welcome, feel at home tonight.
Thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, so Mercy, the reason why I invited you to our show tonight, as this is a show, time to meditate. Now, we are talking about life, but also as we talk about life, we look back to, there are two people that we know that are birthday today, and they are in our profile. So, and then we'll be talking about them, we'll be talking with them. So we invited you to, you know, so that you can join us to congratulate them on the journey of life as we continue with life. So me and Maruti, we read the scripture in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter number 2, verse number 24, where it talks about there is no one who have tried to enjoy life more than I have. And this is what I learned. The best thing people can do is eat, drink, and enjoy the work they must do. I also thought that this come from the Lord. So in other words, this man was saying he have enjoyed life more than... There's no one who have enjoyed life more than him. Yeah. There's no one who had enjoyed life more than him. Now, that's what we're talking about tonight. I just want to give you time... Maybe 2 minutes or 3 minutes before we get KK, the way you understand life. Because we're talking about life, now that a person must enjoy life. The Bible tells us that this man is saying he have enjoyed life more than anyone. But there's no one who have enjoyed life more than him. Now he also said, I've noticed that when you eat, it's part of enjoying life. But we're saying that I don't know when, but they say eating too much is sin. Yeah.
So you said what is life?
Yeah.
Life is a journey. Life is a journey. Again, with a starting point. And the finishing point, it's more like a race.
Okay.
And then there is a finish line.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I believe, in this journey of life, there are some ups and downs, and then there are some things that we get to experience. So, that is just my wide definition of life. Life is just a journey, then that has a starting point and a finishing point,
okay,
of which we all want to reach the finish line.
Okay. I grabbed the point there. Now Muruti, before I go to, KK, the thing is, there was a song that I put in the playlist when he was saying us to Kwaza Kwaza, but I don't know where that song disappeared to. I wanted to welcome him with that song, but unfortunately I don't know what happened. The song has been, I tried to put in the playlist, I tried to edit it and so on, but unfortunately I don't know where is the song, but I'll go and fetch him with the song that saying that favor, It's following me, by James Nee, and then I'll go and fetch him.
Okay. Money shall follow me everywhere I go. Money shall follow me everywhere I go. Miracle jobs shall follow me everywhere I go. Cause I am favored. Cause I am favored.
I welcome you tonight in our show, A Birthday Man. We sing Favor Shall Follow Me, and then after that I will tell you why I called you. It's gonna be awesome. Just enjoy the song Favor. You can sing it with the Nigerian style, you know, Mus. Okay, yeah, we welcome you, how can I say, Kwaza Men. I welcome Kwaza Men tonight in our show, Time to Meditate. So I'm with Pastor Pet, and I have Mercy, and I'm going to invite someone that you don't know. He's going to tell us about you. But we're going to ask you as well about yourself. Around 5:30, I will invite that person. And it's going to be awesome. Now, I'm going to give Pastor Pet to ask you a few questions and some questions. And we'll continue.
Amen.
All right.
First of all, let's just officially welcome you, Pastor KK, the man of the hour. we welcome you to this wonderful station. It's by the Grace Radio, and the show tonight is called Time to Meditate. And we just want to officially welcome you tonight, man of God.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Marut.
Amen.
I'm so glad to be in the studio, live in the studio. Thank you so much.
Amen. Man of God, together with the woman of God, Ceci Macy as well, she's just going to welcome you as well before we continue.
Okay. Okay. The man of the hour.
Oh, maybe it's the hour of the man.
Yeah. So, wow. We are so blessed to have you in the studio. So, we just want to thank God for your life today. And then we hope that you enjoyed. So, welcome to the show. It's going to be a blast, eh? It's going to be lit.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be so late at 8:00. We won't be able to sing you a happy birthday song. That's how late it's gonna be. So we are with Muruti Mamabolo. We are driving the show together with him tonight, and we are, because the show is called Time to Meditate, which is a reflection time. We are looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24, and possibly going down with it. We are reflecting on the matters of life.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at life and what life is coming from and where life is going and what life should be.
Yes.
You know, so perhaps it would be a great moment for us tonight, as you are crossing a milestone in life. You have been the servant of the Lord. You continue to be a servant of the Lord. You change many people's lives through faith in Jesus Christ. And we just wanted to get your perspective about what you understand about life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Muruti Mamabolo Sesimesi. And you, of course, Muruti and Devele, that side. Thank you so much for
Amen.
Welcoming me grace. That question is quite big and quite stretched out. I really don't know where to start, but let me just start in the beginning. I have read several books about what life is, and a lot of people, philosophers, great poets, and almost everyone, you know, who has been trying to explain really what life is. And everyone has their own perspective and views. But basically, what I can say in short as to what is life, I consider life as living the life of Christ on earth. And then to say that, you know, when I read 2 Corinthians 5, 17, it says, "For God, for if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, and behold, the past has gone away, and the new has come." Verse 18 says, "For God was in Christ, reconciling man to himself." God was inside Jesus Christ, reconciling man to God, to Him, God. Now, what I can say about life is that now Christ is in us, reconciling man to Himself. For me, that is life.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Wow. Thank you so very much, Moruti Waka. Sis Macy, together with Moruti Mamabolo, I just want to ask Moruti Malati just one more question with your permission.
Yes,
we want to reflect on your life, Moruti, as far as background, where you have come from, for the last, let's take the first 20 years, and then later on we're going to look at the other 20, which you are still within now. You know, what can you tell us, Moruti Waka, based on who were the people which gracefully gave birth to you, and where were you born, and the first 20 years of your life, what was your reflection there, what was your thoughts about life, and when did you get to have the life?
Oh. Hello?
Okay. I think, I don't know what happened. Let me just go and let me get him again, once again. 1 second, I'll go and get him with this song. I don't know what happened, but I think you heard him what he said. But I'm gonna get him back again. I'm gonna get him with the Masingita song, and then just dance Masingita. Your birthday song is this one.
Oh,
Okay. Yeah, I managed to get him back. I don't know what happened there. He just somehow cut. Murudi, you can continue with what you were saying, the question that you've asked, and so that we can continue.
Yeah, life just happened, my listeners. that's how life can be. I think this is a demonstration. Yeah. So I was just asking briefly, Murudi, Malaji, about the last... or the first 20 years of your life, what can you highlight for us, and what did you learn at that point? Maybe even the mistakes, and when did you find Christ, and what was your perspective of life as you were navigating what life and what purpose is at that time?
Hey, yeah. I wish these questions somebody was asking them, but not Pastor Patrick Mdelele.
What?
I think he's asking some heavy stuff.
No, remember, I've been requesting you to give me your biography for almost 2 years. Now, if you gave me, I was just going to read it. Now, because you never gave me, you had to answer. I mean, you had to answer. And after you finish answering, I'm going to add someone who's a special person, and he's going to confirm what you are saying.
Yeah.
Right? So the thing is, I want to push this before you leave, because you told me that 8 o'clock you're leaving, the time is not going to be enough, you understand? So you said 8 o'clock you're leaving, but try to think about the matter of 8 o'clock leaving, it's not going to work. Because I have two special guests whom they're going to join me. Especially, I dedicated this show for you. I made everything specially for you today. You've been telling me last month, you told me that September is your month. And indeed is your month. You're sharing this day with our upcoming artist, Selaelo. So you see, it's an important day. So just do what Murutu asked you, because I've been asking you almost 2 years now. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't even know why it's my birthday
today. Yeah, just to brief us as to where you're coming from. We've got people listening from all over the world, and it would be nice to know which country, which place were you born, and how has life been as you were growing up, you know, the first 20 years basically, and then we can take it from there.
Okay, let me try to start off here like this. Thank you so much once more again, Baruch Tibaka. Thank you so much for such a wonderful program. KK Malachi, who's this man? Let me start off Gorgere. To all our listeners and everyone, thank you so much. Just open your ears. I will try to summarize the first 20 years. I will try to summarize that, and of course, I might not be exactly precise with the dates, especially the years of when what happened, but I'll just try to work on it. My large KK, which during the initials stand for Kolofelo Kingsley. And then, Kolofelo Kingsley, those are my names. And Nathan, of course, is one and another name, but the Kolofelo Kingsley, those are my original names. At least, let me say, in the 80s, you know.
Somewhere there. Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
Because in South Africa, Limpopo, in Zanini, in a small, quite developing village called Rawali Village. Very, very, very fast-growing village around that side of Zanin. I'm Lobedu speaking from the royal queen, queen, Majaji. So then, I just started school back in the 90s. And, you know, I still remember when, because my father is also Mulobedu and my mother is also Mulobedu. And it happened, you know, my father is, they are both still alive by the grace of God.
Okay.
And now my father is they're both educated, and so they thought much. They so much embrace education with everyone. We are six children from a family, five boys and one girl, who is the last born, and I'm the third.
Okay.
I'm the third born.
Okay.
I have two brothers, and I have three young ones, two boys and one girl.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when we were still young, very young, I can't remember the age. I was probably some maybe 2-3 years, because our father was a man who really embraces education with everything. He took us to Polokwane, to a multiracial school, and there was only speaking English and none other language.
No wonder your English is so...
I also think that because even my two brothers are so fluent in English. And now, when we arrived there, I was the youngest. I mean, in the whole school, I was the youngest.
Mm.
And now my brothers were taking care of me. It was sort of a boarding house.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there, but so we spent close to a year, and for the reasons we were not told, my father decided that we should come back home now that we know English. And when we arrived in the village, we could only speak English.
Wow.
Now, that was kind of disaster, hullabaloo, good, kind, beautiful, funny moment, you know.
Yeah.
Because in those years, in the 90s, people would just stop us on the streets and just ask a random question so that you can respond in English. And now some of them would laugh at us because we couldn't pronounce certain things in our mother language.
Mm.
And we could, you know, just call things, what is this, mommy? What is this? So people would call us, or no, a small bus.
Mm.
Because for us, there was nothing wrong. I mean, at least our eldest brother was the one who knew also Silobedu, because he was more advanced in age when we went there. But as for me and my brother, we just knew English, only English.
Mm.
And I mean, even when we're speaking to our parents and everyone, it was pure English. So those were some of the times, you know, people, some guys even now when they meet me, they just call me those names that I couldn't pronounce in Soto, and I'm like, I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. What are you saying now?
Mm.
And you know, those were the times, and
by
the grace of God, we grew up in a family that feared the Lord the most.
Mm.
And as far as I'm concerned, and everyone in my family is concerned, my mother played a massive role as far as our Christian walk is concerned. Because
it's a major one.
Yeah, it's a major one. I remember she used to, you know, she used to beat us if we don't go to church, Sunday school. Like serious beating, not the spanking kind of USA. You go spank you. No, it was a serious beating. Beat you. Don't spank it. So, but by the grace of God, that was somehow creating something, because of all my six siblings, every one of them has a very serious, deep spot, a soft spot for the things of God.
Mm.
I mean, my two brothers are preachers also. I'm a preacher. And then my two brothers also have a very, very, very soft spot for the things of God. And I also can trace that from how my mother was grooming us.
Wow.
And there and there we went to the boarding house, you know, because our father really believed in education.
Mm. Wow.
And we went to the boarding house. I remember I began to, at the boarding house, I saw Pastor Chris Oyakhilome.
Mm.
That was one of the men that really, in those years, really made an impact into my ministry. And a man called Reinhard Bonke.
Mm.
mm-hmm. Reinhard Bonnke, you know, mm-hmm. among others like Borralo Kgolela, the late Bishop Machimane. Mm-hmm. Those were the men that were really making impact in the miraculous and all those stuff.
Wow.
Now, I remember this at the time. I think it was in 2003-04, we were still at high school there. And now, because of watching too much of Pastor Chris and Pastor Benny Hinn, you know, those guys were working serious miracles.
Mm.
We saw miracles everywhere. You know, the first time I saw a cripple with my naked eyes walking out of a wheelchair was when Pastor Chris was ministering, and I just couldn't stop crying. You know, coupling with the fact that we grew up from a religious, very strong Christian background. My mother was one person that who used to pray for each one of us. It was a norm in my family that every night before we sleep, we pray.
Yeah.
And my mother would wake up 12 o'clock in night, and she would literally walk into the room, touch each one's head. She would pray. At that time, we were sleeping. She would literally pray, "Oh Lord, I bring this boy before you. Oh Lord, I bring this man before you."
Yeah.
And she would pray for us, each one of us. At the time, it's in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And now, the scene that happened when we were in the boarding house, after watching too much of Pastor Chris in 2003-04, we were still in the boarding house, and I was watching. By then, you know, my zeal for the things of God was beginning to grow small.
Mm.
And we were watching Pastor Chris and Pastor Benny Hinn. There were some miracles. Miracles everywhere, miracles, blind people seeing, deaf people hearing, cripples rising up. And then myself and this other guy called Fortune, we were so zealous for the things of God, and I became chairperson for the SCO back at high school because I used to be a preacher boy. Now, after watching this moves, and you know, I was also affiliated with Christ for All Nation Ministries under Reinhard Bonnke. So he used to send us monthly reports and everything. And finally, he says 1.something million gathered people, 400 and so cripples raised, blah blah blah. So that thing would trigger my I don't know whether to say my faith or my faith.
Yeah. Yes, you know, from this, I'm gathering something, Mercy, Lemuruti Mamabolo, that what the man of God has been saying is that from his young age, what was fed unto him as he was growing helped him in understanding and having a perspective for the things of God from a very young age.
Yeah.
You know, and I just want to bring Mercy Limuruti Mamabolo in here, and then in a short moment we're going to be inviting somebody you don't know.
Yeah, somebody you don't know.
Yeah,
somebody you don't know. So let me just ask you. You said, where is this Nathan comes from? Because I heard you said your original name is KK Kingsley. Is Kingsley Kolofe, right? So this Nathan, where did you get it? Where did you, or did you change, or did somebody said you must change your name to, you know, there are people changing names now. Like, explain to me this Nathan thing.
Well, the Nathan name I was also given to by my mom.
Okay.
And the funny thing is that it's not long. It's about three, 4 years back.
Okay.
Wow.
When she was attending some of my crusades, and, you know, I was telling her that you raised me up, you were praying for me, now I'm praying for you.
Okay.
I'm giving you, you know, guidance and everything. I prayed for her the other time. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. She was blessed, and said, so she pointed the figure, she said, "From today, I want to call you Nathan because you are a gift from God."
Okay, all right.
And that's how I adopted that name, and I picked it up into my spirit.
Okay, so let me ask you. I remember some other time you told me that the reason why you quit meth, remember you explained to me some other day. I want you to tell me about that part of the meth, Because some they don't know, I mean, you said you were in a boarding school where, you know, you were doing English in high grade. Some of us, we didn't do English in high grade, we did it in standard grade. That's why our English is somehow broken. It's broken.
Yeah.
So yours is not broken.
No English at all.
Yeah, no English at all. So I want you to explain to me that story of a math.
You know, when you talk about math, you are just reminding me of some things. Because originally, like almost everyone, I wanted to be a doctor.
Yeah.
A medical doctor. You know, but now the key with studying medicine, especially from high school, you had to be good in math and biology and physics.
Mm-hmm.
And on the contrary, I'm not good with calculations, with math and everything. I'm just good in the logics, the grammars and everything. So now, when I was doing grade 11,
mm-hmm.
there was this other man, our teacher, our math teacher, that math teacher, I don't understand that system. I didn't like the system that he was using, because now he introduced the system as a way of motivating his learners to practice math and study hard. What he would do is that he would say, when we write a math test, he would say the highest in the class in that subject, we all have to collect 50 cents for that particular individual who scored the highest marks in math.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened. I was the worst. I was one of the worst. Now, one day we wrote an exam. It was a test, mid exam. In fact, it was out 109. That was the total out of 109.
Mm-hmm.
And we wrote. That exam. And now, on Monday he came back. We wrote it on Friday. Then on Monday he came back with the script. And now he was calling off the names. And he said, there was this lady who was extremely good. I still know her name and her surname. Well, we still talk now on Facebook and blah, blah, blah. And I still remind her of that she contributed in discouraging me.
Okay.
So the man was busy calling names. And the man was busy calling names. And so and so. And now the thing is that even so and so, 50 something. And everyone will say, wow. So and so, 80 something. So and so, blah, 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 blah. And then he called all the names. And it happened that I was the lowest and she was the highest. And then there were two scripts that were left, and then he started with her. He said, so and so, 109 over 109. Hey! The crowd went like, you, hey, yeah. I almost left that class. I was like, what do I do? Do I cause a havoc? Do I cause a scene? Do I interrupt the lecture, or do I just run out of the class? Hey, how do I escape this one? And then he looked at me. He just went green. His face just went green. And he called me Malaji Kingsley. He said, 6 out of 109. And the class went like quiet. They all looked at me, and I didn't know at that time whether to laugh or to what do you do? What do you say? Do you just cry and tell them that you are going through a lot? But what do you do in this case? And now when he said 6 out of 109, everyone, they laughed their tears out.
Sure.
That's the day I knew I will never become a medical doctor. I made up my mind that, okay, I don't want to be a medical doctor, it's fine. So from that day, I never bothered myself with men. Up to today, I don't bother myself. Even when I'm in front of them.
So now, okay, I hear you now. So, I don't know. can I take that person that I'm talking about? Because it seems that he's going to tell me that 88 Log is going. But before it goes, I mean you, because you told me that you 88 Log, you're going to go. And we, there are a lot of things that has been prepared for you. Now, but...
No, it's fine. Let's go on.
All right. Okay, all right. So I just want to before we can take that person, I'm going to give him a chance. Now, I want to understand this part of math. Now, you said you made your mind. Now, as we're meditating about life, so what will you say to those who are listening, who want to be doctors, but somehow the math, they are getting zero? What must they do?
Destiny is also, God equips a person for his destiny, and with that comes abilities and skill, which basically they equip you for destiny. In other words, you might, as a person, want to be a doctor, but you find that in your abilities, God has not crafted your mind in the arithmetic. God has crafted your mind in something logical, something grammar, something poetry, something art, in the area of art. And now, don't forget that destiny is discovered. You don't make your destiny, you discover. In other words, it's already there. What you need to do is to discover it. So, and how do you discover that? Some of the natural abilities, they give you a hint as to what you are good at. And then once you work hard on what you are already good at, you become the best. What I'm trying to say is that I was not good in math, but it did not mean that was the end of my journey, my life. I'm good in arts. I'm good in writing books. I'm good in poetry. I love music. And that's where I'm heading. And that's where my ministry is effective in. So in any word, to anyone listening to us, the most important thing is that if you are not good at one thing, focus more on what you are good at and develop much and more on that, and you'll see how you discover your destiny.
Okay. Murudi Pet, I give you this time because now you are the one who gave me chance to talk. I take the wires back to you. And then
yes, thank you so very much, man of God. And I just wanted to get Mercy's perspective on how she has gotten to meet Murudi Malachi, and what is it that she can say according to, you are our daughter, Moss. and now we need to understand, what is your perspective if you were to tell a stranger about this man of God and how he might have impacted the lives of many, including ours? What is it that you would say? It's his birthday today, and we just wanted to get your perspective here before we. I believe as we get your perspective, and then after that we're going to bring in the guest that we will have for the next 15 minutes. I give this time to you, Mercy. What is your...
Let me start from 2015.
Yeah.
2015, okay. I didn't meet him until 2015. I just saw him. I didn't meet him. So he was visiting us for a crusade, Mogamatsingo. That 29th December 2015, he was on the Word of God. So he was reading from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 8. And then the theme was, God will do it again in your life. From that day, then I began to see more of him as we were busy traveling with the minister. And it has been a good journey. Yeah, we laugh together, we make jokes together, we sing together, we pray together. So many things we do together. We are family, we are one. Wow, it's such a pleasure to work with him, although he's strict at times, eh? But it's still nice to work with him. It's good to have people who keep you grounded, like in the word, and they keep you grounded, and they teach you how to conduct yourself. It's been a pleasure. Actually, it's a pleasure knowing you, being with you, having you as a father figure in my life.
Wow. Thank you so very much. For those that are listening to us, you're listening to By the Grace radio station. And the time here in South Africa, it's 7:45 CAT, which is the Central African time. You can, we'll give you the details just now. You can interact with us. We are reflecting on the issues of life, and we're understanding life from different corners and different perspectives. We are with our wonderful host, Muruti Mamabolo, pastor. The word Muruti means pastor. Muruti Mamabolo, we are with Muruti K.K. Malaji, Kolofelo Kingsley, Nathan Malaji. He's a man of God, and we celebrate his life tonight. It's his birthday tonight. We won't tell you how old he is. it is a mystery. It is a mystery, and we are with our wonderful lady. She's a woman of God. She's the minister of the word, and well, she's a genius, and she can cook. She's a genius. We can prove it. That is why she has been very detailed. She knows her memory is amazing. When we forgot songs, we always ask her. She's basically our encyclopedia in the ministry. At this time, we're just going to go to Mopapa Song, and then we are about to invite a mysterious guest.
Yeah, a mysterious guest. So.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
I want to know this mysterious guest. I can't wait.
Oh, you can't wait. You can't wait, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go
who
to...
Who decides to be mysterious in my birthday? I want to see him.
Alright. Alright, let me do this.
Morna di teto, di autfanel. By the Grace Ministry, soul winning campaign. Go and tell him. People of Lenasia in Gauteng, Tembalete, Texirek, we are coming for you for soul winning on the 21st of September to 23rd of September 2018. Whatever it takes for a soul, searching for a soul. Go and tell John.
My guest is here, Mr. Tumi Dumela.
Hello.
Le guy.
Oh, not le guy.
So yeah, you know today it's your brother's birthday, so I somehow requested you to be my guest tonight to celebrate your brother's birthday. So I have my co-host, Pastor Patrick. So I'm going to allow him to tell you what's going to happen, and then.
Thank you so very much. Again, we are saying to you, my wonderful brother, my brother from another mother, Mr. Tumi. We thank God for you tonight for joining us. You are in By the Grace Radio Station. And the show tonight is called Time to Meditate. And we are reflecting, we are meditating upon a life of a great man. And we are celebrating him whilst he's still alive. He's an old man, he's a young man. His name is Kimuruti, Pastor Kolofelo, Babang Bamtsibaka Kolofelo, Babang Bamtsibaka Kingsley, Babang Bamtsibaka Nathan. You know, Babu Lubedu Bamtsibaka KK, you know, we are with him. He's our guest as well tonight. We are also with Sesi Messi. Sesi Messi is one. one of the wonderful worshippers in the area, Hamaswi. We are with Muruti Mamabolo. We just want to welcome you. We take this time to interact with you, man of God. We just want to welcome you officially from our wonderful radio station. You are more than welcome to feel at home, and you may greet the listeners tonight.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank you so very much. We are celebrating a life of Muruti KK Malachi, and you, as his brother, you probably know him much more on the family side. We know him maybe a little bit on the ministry side, since you grew up with him. We just wanted to get a perspective from you as to what is it that we can learn from this wonderful man we are celebrating tonight.
Exactly, I know him very well.
Yeah.
So you need to tell us when you were growing with him, if he was giving you some punches or one shepherd face.
Yeah.
If he was taking your scarf tin or what, like if he was taking scarf tin and money and so on.
Yeah, so you can go ahead, man of God. We would love to hear and receive from you as you help us understand even more this wonderful giant we are celebrating tonight.
All right, yeah. I'm listening.
Yes.
Yeah, we give you time to, you need to tell us, like, how do you know your brother? And Oscar Wara.
Okay,
I got to see next.
Yeah, I'm with mom now.
Okay.
I'm with mom now. She's listening. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Okay.
Well, mom, can you please talk to him? Ask him any question now.
Okay. Wow. Malachi.
Hello.
Mema. Welcome to the show tonight. We are excited. We are by the Grace Radio Station. Ki Radio Yebuse Haholo. And the show tonight is called Time to Meditate. It's time to reflect. Kajiko, we are profiling and we are reflecting on the life of your wonderful son, your third son. He said you named him recently Nathan, which is a very prophetic name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So me wakaria u amuhela haholo kitokupa. Just before we continue, huna lise sime sika mo studio, huna limuruti mama bolo mo studio, and your two sons are also here. And I just wanted sime si to also officially welcome you, limuruti mama bolo, to welcome you before we can understand more.
Okay.
Okay, Mercy, I think they say ladies first. Mercy, you must start.
Maybe gentlemen first. Okay. Wow. It's not every day that we meet a bumma, Baba Ruti Barina. So, we just want to welcome you, Memalaji. We love you. And we appreciate you for borrowing us your son. It is very nice to be with him. We work well with him. And the Mujimu Averekisa Katara Yomagaja. So we just want to appreciate you for this life, eh? Thank you so much. You are welcome to the show, Mami.
Amen.
Okay. Mama, I think maybe you don't know me. Maybe you read about me. Your son told me. He told you about me. But Mama, Irigu, welcome Hante Mu, our radio station Yaruna ya Grace Radio. Relewaulu, as you gave us your son. And Relewa, and then today gives the Yahai. Reverganiena on the by the Grace Ministry. And if you know, you are on more radio by the Grace Radio. So today reflect on his life. The life, Ribulaga life, Ribuzi Bugaya Ecclesians, chapter number 2, verse 24, Evo Langkare, we must enjoy life. So hey. Then I have welcomed you, and then I'll give back to Pastor Patrick.
Amen. Mama, we have heard wonderful things, Kawena, and as Ribulela Limruti, he was narrating how you would pray over their lives. He said you have 5 sons and a daughter.
Okay, Muruti, can you hold on? Igari would disappear. Can you just hold on? Let me get him.
Okay. Okay.
Let me get him with this song. Okay, ki lomutola no, just 1 second.
Okay.
We disappear here, so regimula take this song.
So we can. So we lift him. So we lift him. So we lift him up. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Everybody help me out. I want you to help me sing. Simple song. You know it. It just says, Lord, I lift your name on high. Oh yeah, you know it. Sing, Lord, I love to sing your praise. Say, I'm so glad you're in my life. Oh my. So very glad you came,
yeah.
You came from a heaven, yeah. Sing to the Lord, yeah. From the earth to the cross, oh. My sinful devil.
Okay, I managed to get him back. Pastor Pet, I give you a chance. I managed to get him back.
Thank you so very much. Thank you. you know, obviously with festivities and a lot of celebrations.
Okay. 1 second. Let me get Pastor Pet again. Somehow he disappeared. But we'll continue. 1 second. Okay, we are back, so just give me a second, let me get some others. We still continue with about the Grace Radio, so I'm gonna get the mother and the brother, and then we will continue.
Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Tobela. Tobela. We are back. We are about the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. I managed to get everyone back. Pastor
Amen.
Pat
Amen.
Is here. Pastor KK is here. Mercy is here. Tumi and the mother, they are here. So Murudi, you can continue what you were saying before you got
you
cut.
You can continue. Continue, man of God.
All right. So
we are back and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
So okay. To I think Neresa will Kamile Mamau Nathan Kingsley. So and then Agdur Basalo Nana. Okay. So kinyaga mama kinyaga lwoja puchi show mabapili Kingsley mwana ole na orna na sa filiat abe thaba banka di face na orna ni se mwana wa beta uba sa we baba ba sa ba tla tsipa sa disimo na dugo haya bari Kingsley beti le bana bari na go ka di face
uroba bane di la modimo hawa e smuthu aba ana ole di ntwa.
Okay.
If one owner a little different in Yana, over son, there is much value in drain.
Okay. Okay. So wow. Pastor Pet, I don't know what you want to ask.
Yeah. Mama, we regularly take a name, a specific name, Eileen Hore Omo Fileona, through the inspiration Yamoya Ohada de Lang. And I believe it's a good point to start there, Hori. Reasiba Hori, more certificate in Kappa, more passing, more ID. Kona le leina lena la Kolofelo, le leina la Kingsley. And now, leina lena la Nathan, little Levian.
Leina lena Nathan, kila special because Gile kavana ali different from vana kawe. Akira vana vavula kama ai uno vavona vele kama zwari. And then kavala kama nomo kama bezeli ni kama lori. Iye na kena a kana langu kuma na dinere la because uto na lili saba jicha mujumbi. And what is this? Kuna ori vile la jana wosa kuna ori randele la kuna ori vile la this and that. Vile kama na eli mpoye vuti au kwa mudi.
Okay, e garo uchabile man. Ei, agdo boru uchabile. Erengi malatela mafello. Garo line ya ya tswenya. Erengi malatela mafello and then.
Oh,
Okay, mama ke kopa o botsa hore le ne le sa bole ditaba ya hore le ina la Nathan le mofile a le go kae. Hello.
Hey, gimo filelona le mohai ka ka re. E be le gore a sa le gore be botsa go ila thoma o mbontsha process. Nna le ka motswadi ga malebelela ene ga ile lebelela le ja ba di bolela di be di kwelela.
Eh.
Ke re mme ga bona rao this man is a prophet ene ke motanga wa Modimo.
Eh. Bophelo ba e bo bole bjang o agreement ngwana le batho bangwe ba phela le kreya motho e le motswadi le kreya motswadi a re mara ngwana o man ka mo go phelang ka ona a lapisang ba bangwe ne ke nana hore le kreya motho a ba bangwe motswadi a felela ja bolla hore o tsa mara wena nge motho ona la tlhala go toilet agreement tsa rona le batho ba bo lela bjalo a re mara wa tsaba ka mo go bona o tshwenyang ka ona I wish you go la tlhile toilet eh ka ba ka la hore ba bona ka mo go ngwana a phelang ka ona marga mazenga gore ga kholofelo go ra re yena o ba phela different
le Kingsley papa ile o ba gore o ba sa tshweni ka mkhano because ntle o kholo e ntse se jeng gore bana ba o let kreken.
Okay, tsarang yo le mama tsarang anyana.
Okay,
o ka re o erne ke molokela happy mo lining kar line ya rena ya tshwenya ntsarling anya. Hello. Yeah. No, re continue. Negisa ni risa.
My line is a problem.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Yeah. So re jola bili mama. Negisa le butsa question ya hore. Ke sa butsa question ya hore. Ke ne butsa question ya hore.
Sir, na o ba go la byane. O byane.
Yeah.
O ba tsenya na like ba tsadi ba bang ba nana hore ngwana o ka ba re mojo re nge ke dira rona tsa toilet.
Eh.
Tele ni awa. Ke be ke sa bolela rawa. So sele o be se mo tsho tsenya go di mara le lure. Dele ka motswadi. Ke ba no di atedi mo ke ke kwa tsara ke phara nna bo go.
Eh.
Tele ni. O bo fitara ga ngwe o a tsena hore e fitile na go ya phara wa phariwa.
Eh.
Mara o ba sena pelo kwa tleni ka mkhano o ka re o na bana dile ga lebella ka mpebele ne ba re re ya tshuba o senye ngwana
eh ke nne
ra wa nda khona o ya tshuba ke sendo re ke tsela ke ba dotla nyana
eh so erne ke mmujise question a ke tsuru sa lona mo gorna ampuje the moment o lila mo para ara lebella nana hore maro tsa hore ka re batswari ya ban rata ke nya ka mmujisa question ya hore na antlalo se jorna ke moment ofing o aleng a lebelana gana bona re mara mo ba ile ba mphara kana gana re go ra ba nrata
what's
wa rona ke ke mutsisha ke nya ga ranka ra abe and then
eish kwa tsuba go pala je tshile lengwe kana go di ile nna ke di lobra loka and then ra loka until ka bo ma 9:10 and wa bo le mona timano ra loka re tshila fete re tlo tshila ke sa re ra loka yene na mara re boya ka hae ke tshila fate bo seo ka bo ma 9:10 and then ga ba re ke fita ga hae a ke a bula le batse ke a kokotsa and then but two kamuga, then I noticed to rarugu or by Z the kamuga. Then mara I knew in my heart or calls to a kikiti that day.
Yeah.
Then ya ba tsaba ya hore ba ba bula le batho mme ba bula le batho ba tshwere le bantu
eh
a kile ka swa ke ke pi majazi le gore ga vi ba mmelo wa ka ga moga ona le vendela ka ri ya no mudimo ha go mpile ba zwe ba sen rate sha sha ba se mudimo ba mpa ba zwe ba u ntia sto
yeah
ba u ntrato ka simpe mudzari wa u ntia sto But now that's when I grew up I realized or lose ya ola wa kitale la rato le lije le limdirile hore ke be who I am today.
Okay. So ke nka botsa mama gore lena the time a gola le be le wisha hore akirela bona motho a ile motswadi u wisha hore ke nka bona ngwana ka a iba maybe doctor wa ke nka bona ngwana ka a iba mhlomongwe pilot so lena ge le be le mona a re gola le ne le bona hore le wisha hore mara like ntle le be le wisha e le be le rapella ka bo phule be ha ile be le nyaka bona u dira line ka yena
nna go tsena ke ke nyaka a iba lawyer
eh
ka ba gala re ke ke nyaka a go mo tsaya khona wa ba ene bene ne given ke bona re a ga ba lawyer u do ba khona hore a shume ya botse ke ile ka bona ke rata di lawyer ka ba gala re o i lawyer o khona ba le u khona ba le ntengwa ba le bona ba re ke law firm
eh
le ha ne law firm ke mo ga ra re ke go bua ke be ke bona ra o do ba a khona u thusa ba ratu ba we le community le ba le batho ka mong ka ba we le ro ba ba don't need a thuso ya hawe then le rena ka mo a re ga di ene la re la re nyana ba se ba ra o do ga rena lo ya ra i do re abela re ke sa re u do ba re re se se ka mo ga ba lo ya ra ya o re abela le la
wow
Okay.
No, my name is very clever.
Yagushishar, why? Why? Yagushishar, you're going to tell me, you're a lawyer, right? So, maybe, Mr. Kulufel. Okay.
Hello.
Eh, Garauk.
Yeah, I'm very sorry.
Ke be ke sa agree mama ba bule jure bona ba ne ba wisha hore o ka ba lawyer, you can be a lawyer because ba le religi like or you have a reasoning skill. And talking skill. So ginte bona ba ba wisha, bale nna kare. The other time ke bile le conversation you told me gore you are doing some studies ka this thing ya lawyer so I don't know gore it is still continuing or you stopped na
well I once registered for LLB some years back and then but it did not go as I planned but I again had to come recently I just registered again to continue go UNISA.
Okay.
Yeah, so but it's gonna commence 100 next year because it's application year next year.
Okay. So then meaning what your mother I wish her, it will come through. Mama Leogori internally wish it coming through.
Hey guys, you go to family only now I wish her son who I swear. Ele ne re tsheba re modimo o tlo re fitisa mo re re o bolang re re sengere fitheo.
Eh.
It's a long journey but we're going to arrive.
Ke nete re tla fitla.
That's the spirit.
Iring ri e mo mabenkeleng and then re tla ba re tswela pele. Ka di some other questions tse dingwe ke nagana hore re le fitla mo re tle mo epelang a song. Mara ke tle bujisha to me some question le lena ke re ke le botsisha and then ana be le ke nya ga re mo mabengeleng and then re tla boa.
Okay,
thank you. Time to meditate. Hey John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m.
We are but the greatest radio station that bring hope to the hearts of the people. Rebecca Fella from the break. So we're continuing. Finally, Pastor Pat is back. I don't know what happened. He fell from the tree. Now he's back. He fell from the tree. Now he's back. So we are by the grace radio station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. We are saying Masingita. By Rose, that's the song that we are just playing it as we meditate. I am with Pastor Pat, I am with Messi, I am with Kwasa Kwasa, Nathan Kulefele Malaji, and I have a younger brother, Nathan Lemamaaye. We are meditating, talking about life, and we also reflect on KK's life as today give birthday. And then I'm just gonna give you Muruti Pet. What you wanted to say, you just cut and then we'll continue.
Okay.
Continue, man of God. Continue. Me, I got cut off. The tree could not take it anymore. It went too now. we're very excited, you know, because it's the day that the Lord has made, and you know, as we love, we celebrate. It's good to celebrate the people that are making impact in the lives of the people whilst they're still alive, you know. Instead of celebrating them once by let to rest, you know. So we just want to take this time and say, on behalf of By the Grace, we are really grateful to the family, Hamalachi, Bo Dumi, Libo Mama Malachi, for borrowing us their son, really, and just for raising him the way they did. And I've got a specific question for Mama Memalachi, you know, hore jwalika re bua ka bophelo ka jeko. Bophelo yena o bohlalohanya e lentho e jwang according to her, and ke bokgoni bo feng e leng gore Modimo mo file bona to raise such wonderful children. I mean, we were profiling them just very briefly. Muruti Malaji o re boleletse ka all five sons and one daughter, and we just want to understand that, and possibly if she likes, she can also give us an advice in terms of how do we get to enjoy life the way Modimo I be lemta for.
Nna ka mokgo ke kwesisang life ka ona is a long journey.
Mm-hmm.
And gore is a long and interesting journey, because o ka khumana le gore o na le Modimo, then dilo tsa gago di nabile di dula botse. Ke moka like nna bana ba we since ke ile ka tshea Jeso ka thoma o na le kore ka rabophelo beka ka disore every ntho engwe le ngwe ke tshwanetse go phela ke e rapelela. Gore le bona ke ba rapelela ke gopola e sa le ba bannyane ba setse ba kgone go rapela wa tsee ba golofela ke beke tsewa rang ka 12 ke ba rapelela ka gore ke be ke bona gore gore ke batho ba e le ro, and then ke ba wisetsa gore ba tle ba kgone go dialo jwa le botse nka kgona o kgona ka nna mo dilosi ke tshwanetse ke re ka mara leleetso la bona ke ba rapelela gore ba ba khone ndi ma ntshuse ba khone o kwalela and then ibe ile ba tsama botse ba ratiwa ke batho ba ratiwa ke mudimo ba ratiwa ke tshaba ra bona kana go Samuel bo hanna wile rapela kudu ke mo ga ka sai re bona Samuel e mutsai a kwalela ke ba kana ke tshabelo a motho ka yena a ka sekhone
I hear you very well, and I just wanted to bring Brother Dumi as well before I come to Maruti Malajini says Macy. Brother Dumi, how is this brother to you? And obviously, you know, brothers gonna go where they know each other better, you know, from a brother to brother point of view, because Mama obviously. As a brother, you know, but you know him as a brother, as a Abu, and we just wanted to get that perspective from you, man of God.
Oh, okay, okay. No, my brother Nathan, I'm friendly, yeah, friendly.
Well, we celebrating his life, so yeah. So as I said to Dumigari, don't worry. He's far. I got feet. Le aga senda di misale di misale di gas feet. Le aga senda di misale di gas feet, and then.
Yeah. So I just want to. There's a question that I want to ask. And I want to ask everybody.
Okay.
Starting with Mama, obviously, Kimewarona, Kamokarona, and we are adopting ourselves.
Yeah, Rakinela, yes.
Now, in the 21st century, especially the kids, Bana Bahulang Honabiale, it seems to be Abasatola. That nurturing yapili and the way bahulanga wona riabona hore people in our age bahula badiran tshotse tsangata, and it is good to ask right now hore ana re sentse kai re le setshaba re sentse kai re le batho ba kereke re le ba kreste, and what are the best advices you can give in terms of how we should raise godly children, and recent the guy hunting the energato with a guy who relukis.
Now, yeah, can I come quickly? Did you sorry? Matuma was calibre away from him. Erga Livella more Roman 9:10. Evela Lori, would not a dear deal. Rasinger Tomega away from him, Rasinger, like if another and never think about the next habit. Ba sente ba tsere re e ba isa ba ratela e ba tsoa ba ratela ba robala ba ratela ba tsere ke mo ba ba ne go kwatsile nna ra e boya ke sa mo dimo le dilo di ga mkana immediately o go isa mo dimo o do kana o pompa dilo ka mkana tsona wa voice gore wa thompa batho wa thompa di ja medimo wa thompa dilo ja batho di ntse le ro bana ono bele aba sa thompa dilo aba sa theleta ka bagala re aba voice medimo ir the place Samuel o ila hola a thatha medimo le batho le bana ba rena re se re ba re no ba isana kwa Samuel bana ka lena le ba ga re kwa tsela no ba isa ba go ntsha bona ni Samuel bona ni Samuel go ba ba le tsa go ba itsia ya lebo.
Wow, Moroti Mama Polo.
Okay. So, okay. Now, okay. Must I answer or must I...
you can help us with this question, Moroti, because hubona halahokare lika kereking at this time, you know, as we are profiling the life of Moroti Malachi, we are reflecting, hore, he's one of the few, you know, which we have that we can look up to. Bahudi sitweng jwale ka Samuele, ka lerato la Modimo, ka ho tshaba Modimo. Now, we are just extending this question to you, jwale ka moholo wa rona as well, re thomile ka mama, and then re tla ka wena as our elder as well, hore, ana, re batla re lahla kae jwale ka kereke ka nako engwe, and what are the ways we can use to make sure that we raise godly children and we raise children which are effective in the things of God.
So I think the problem comes when they say bana ba sa shapiwa, ne? Like that is where we like everybody lost it. Like
yeah.
To say gore ngwana a dirile phoso. You can't discipline your child. Ne? When you discipline your child, they will say to you, you are abusing the child. That is why now, even to the teachers, to everyone, now it is difficult for them to correct the child. Because when you try to correct, the child can go to police station and said, I've been abused, either by talking. Because when you talk, a child can say, ma'am said this and this in a harsh way. And then they will say it's abuse. So I think for we need to go back to the principle. I know that it's been signed to on the a government that you the corporal, they were saying corporal punishment, but for me it was not corporal punishment because those people who were grown up with that types of punishment, if we call it corporal punishment, you can see the way they behave. I mean, Mama just mentioned that. Unashapa, strong, and KK said it or no, Mama Shapi is strong. I feel aure, you got no, she's not my mom.
Yeah.
Now, in other words, if they did not do that, and then maybe KK was gonna be one type of a person, alluring up to the life, yeah, Mama. So I can give an example. There was this guy that Kehudi Liena, and but Nigumufitaga a year or so. Now, family Nyavo, like they were in such a way, like sort of like Mama's baby, you know, Mama's baby. Like when he does something, Papaya Rwa met, Mama was saying, no, I got some met. Now, that guy now is somehow, he's in the prison, life ya hai tlaga tlaga, because it caused by Nijili Tingoro. Who jamuta wing ya taking care agribari one of the single lamantuari something was a correct like sinyan. Ne? Something good like when you correct someone, correct salomonyan, if you fail to correct a person when he was young, it's gonna be tough to correct him when he's grown up. So I think we as a churches we as a parents we need to go to that back to that principle. That we should correct our children, and because the Bible says, "Agree, mudimu correct ababa rata." So, meaning as parents, you must correct the person that you love, and I think that is where we must go to that principle. Yeah.
Thank you so very much. I think I will pose the same question to Moruti, the man of God, Moruti Malachi.
Thank you so much once more again, Muruti. What I can say is that I would like to also touch what my mom said and also what Muruti Mama Bolo has said.
issue of my mom spoke something about Unmiela Bana to God, dedicating your children or dedicating a generation into the hands of God. The truth is that, you know, when you dedicate somebody into the hands of God, you are solemnly dedicating and relying upon the grace of God. I'm doing the best I can. Now I'm leaving the rest to you. Wherever mwana ailo yangona, I'm not sure what they are doing there. I don't know what they are doing. I don't see what they are doing. But as I continue to call them, to call upon the name of the Lord, that Lord, so and so, bless them. They are your children. Then the grace of God, the ebaona, momutwadi asa konungu fikawa. So number two, Muruti Mambolo spoke about the issue of disciplining. It's very true. I can say that with my own life, or the discipline, you know, my mom gave me, you know, the beating and all those stuff. They were very, very important in my life. And now, Gitomo, one of some of the things, yellow ring, she was beating me, because I also believe that apart from disciplining me, you know, not in my house, in my family, in those years, Ersaola, 5 o'clock was already late.
Yeah.
5 o'clock was already late. And now, my mom, I think, more than 10 times, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, different, but one of the things, you know, now always would like to travel at night. So I think even now I still have a problem. It's just that she doesn't know what she can do.
Yeah.
But even now I just traveling at night. Now, but my point is that when I got to grow up, there were some things, Jelohoring, I was making mistakes and I was accepting correction. I'm able to take correction. Yes. And I can trace that back to when I was wrong, when I was young, I was being beaten. And that thing, Ilea, created a space in me, or you know what, it's possible for you to go wrong, and you have to accept a correction when you are wrong. Yes. And then one of the things that already becomes critical with our generation is that when a child is not disciplined, then you have married people, baloring, you cannot discipline them in the marriage. They cannot take correction because they feel or they are always right. They feel that nobody can correct them. Then even in the body of Christ, in ministry, in music, in everywhere, you find parents who were not well groomed. And as a result, they make dangerous mistakes, and nobody's gonna discipline them because they still worry. Nobody should discipline them. So the issue of disciplining is very, very crucial. You are also preparing them for somewhere in life you will make mistakes, and somebody must have correction over your life, and they should pick it up as a way of worry. Yes, I made a mistake, and I must be able to be corrected. So for me, those are some of the things, Jelohoring. I believe the person that I am today is also as a result of how I was groomed, how I was disciplined, and I'm able to say, to understand, you know, there are things in life. Sometimes it's not a personal discipline, but it's God. If Upalichugu discipline your child is Salomunyane, how is that person going to be disciplined by God? They don't even see. You know, how is they, are they going to be disciplined by their husband, by their wife, if their parents who gave birth to them could not discipline them?
Amen. Wow. I just wanted to bring these two people. They are younger, and their perspective is also very fresh. And we know that he's a man and he's a, and she's a woman of God as well. I just wanted to bring, I almost said Pastor Dumi. Yeah, but I guess I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm close. Wow. To raise at least three pastors in one home, three preachers in one home or more, and to raise children, it really takes the grace, Yamudimo. And I just wanted to bring in a Brother Dumi, and I don't know what you would like to to what we are talking about right now.
Okay, as my brother said, it's true, discipline is very much important. When you grow up, all the discipline. Some girls, academically, spiritually, physically, you know, very disciplined. Some disciplined,
On discipline, self-discipline.
Yeah.
The queen of the airwaves.
Messi.
It's me.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Pilas bono ya mama.
Okay. What am I supposed to say now? What is the question?
You.
Okay, I've been listening. I even forgot the question. I've been listening to everyone.
Well, we are saying at this time, as we reflect on the life and times of Moruti Malachi, we see and we realize that in the society we are in now, the times and the era we are in, we are raising a different generation, a generation that seems to be free to be lawless, you know. And as we reflect on the life, Samuel, as we reflect on the life, Moruti Mamavolo, Moruti Malachi, Memalachi, and everybody who grew up loving God and being disciplined by God, we are saying, what is it that you would add? As you look at what is happening, molifacing at this time and age, in terms of how we raise children, and resintekai relebatu, resintekai relekereke, and how regatobezekai to fix or to make sure that we continue to raise not a rebellious generation, not a lawless generation, but a generation yautswana ndibo Moruti Malachi, a generation that loves God, that is self-disciplined, a generation that loves the people, a generation that continues to be focused on the things of God.
Resintekai. It's a good question.
Yeah.
So, okay. Renovana, Naganawana. So, we children.
Wanamuulu.
Yeah, the big baby.
Wanamuulu.
So, we look at the conduct, Batswadi Babo Rena. Whatever you do, we think it is right. So, yes, it is important as a parent to first set an example. Katobuja Manori. But here you are always telling to insult us day in, day out. It's not going to work. Yes. We don't really, our children, we look at the actions, but actions speak louder than words.
Yeah.
I believe we need discipline, but the discipline must begin with the parent. If you want your children to pray, pray with them. Teach them to pray.
Yeah.
Don't expect them to teach themselves. It's not gonna work. So I believe I just wanted to emphasize on that thing. Actions speak louder than words. Don't tell a person to do something that you are failing to do yourself. It is not right. Yes.
Wow. If you're at home, you are listening to a great radio station. You are listening to By the Grace radio station. And time here in South Africa, Central African time, CAT, time is 8:28 p.m. We are with Moruti Mamavolo. We are co-hosting this wonderful show tonight. The show is called Time to Meditate. We are reflecting. We are meditating on the matters of life. What is life and how we should navigate life? And what's the direction we should take? Who should lead us as we go further through the matters of life? Also, in online, we've got Sesi Messi, we've got Brother Tumi, Renali Memalachi, Renali Moruti, who is the hour of the man tonight. yes, the hour of the man, not the man of the hour. Moruti KK Nathan Malachi. And if you have just joined us, we were just reflecting on this generation that we are in, as to how we should go back to the ways of God. And we are looking at it from the parental point of view. The parents have spoken, Bo Moruti Mamabolo, Bo Malachi, they have spoken as the parents, Bo Moruti Malachi. They have spoken from the parental point of view, and also Bo Brother Tumi, they have spoken from the son's point of view, and Bo Sesmesi, they have also spoken from the daughter's point of view. That is very important as a parent to set the right example, to raise the right tone, so that the kids, remember, kids don't listen to what we say mostly, but they look at what we do, you know, and they learn from what we do. That is why they're not going to tell about what we say, but they're going to act what we do. So it's very important that we act right as the parents, so that the children can be able to, you know, to take over us. And also the discipline of the son, the discipline of the child, and the power to listen to the parents, to accept discipline and to run with it. So this is where we are right now. If you have just joined us, we welcome you. We love you so very much, as we hand it over again to Moruti Mamabolo.
Okay. I want to add a last person who is birthday today, who birthday Lee, KK. They are sharing this day together. It is Lyle. So I'm gonna put her on the line. So five of us or six of us. Okay. Three or four of us, we're gonna sing for them one song.
Nominate you, Moruti.
Oh, you nominate me. Okay, I'm gonna sing a Ineri Guy style song that I love. But before I do that, let's do this.
Time to meditate. Six to nine.
Now, with this song, it's saying, up we go, down we dope. I'm gonna try to get Selaelo on the line. We're still meditating. I think KK, you know this song, ne? The song that is playing here. You must practice it, and then I'm gonna teach you on our assignment.
I'm not hearing it well.
Okay, let me just do this. Okay, well, if you are not hearing very well, but it's fine. I will teach you in is a kwaza kwaza song, a reggae song, but we sing it in kwaza kwaza. I'm gonna teach you this time around.
Yeah.
So let me just get Selaelo, and then with this song. Good morning, birthday lady. Good afternoon, good evening. Why I'm saying good morning? Okay, it's good evening. Okay.
Good evening.
I am with Pastor KK Nathan Kulufelo Malaji. I am with Pastor Patrick. I am with Mercy. Mefanghidi Messi. And then Rinali.
Who upgraded last night.
And then Rinali Mamalaji. Mao Nathan Kulufelo Malaji. So, and then Rinali Tumi. Not Dr. Tumi, but Tumi. Okay, alright, okay. I thought. Oh, Dr. Tumi. Yeah, so a reason why I called you is because ki birthday out today. And
Lebonaki
KK ki birthday I when ali KK li share le jaji le share cake. So I'm gonna I think on assignment, yeah, we will have a big cake. Carlina, I'm birthdaying today. I'm birthdaying today. So I forgot to tell you guys, I'm birthdaying today as well. So, Irimuruti, I give Pastor a better chance to say whatever I want to say. The time is 8:45, 15 minutes to sign off. We're going to sing a song and.
Wow. Thank you so very much, man of God. And we appreciate everybody that is here in the studio with us on By the Grace Radio tonight. It's such a special time. It's a family time. I really feel like we are just seated on the sofas, Gamukaruna, as a family, and we are fellowshipping. We are sharing a good time, and we really give God the praise for that. We want to welcome Nerna Ronali Lasbon, Joel Ronali Last Year Lasbon, Joel. Mama, remember Mama Lach. Mwana ona o. Kure ona lima kwa mabuti, urubona kamoka. Yeah, urubona. She's got beautiful big eyes. And yeah, kikuwa mutelele katu meno.
Amen.
And yeah, and ushara birthday li mwanao. Ushara birthday with Muruti KK Malachi. She is one of our treasures as well in the ministry. Oh, she can sing. And she is really a treasure. She's a woman of God, you know.
Amen.
She's a woman of God. Kemuchana wa Muruti mama bo.
A woman of God.
She's a woman of God, you know. And so we just want to take this time and say we want to appreciate you, Stacey. And we just want to wish you a wonderful, happy birth. Keep birthday, I see birthday night, keep birthday. So we say good morning, Kawan. How shy? We've got this thing already. How shy? Obviously, we say how funny my show. It was in the morning.
Yes.
Yeah, waba le khanya ban. Yes. So you are more than welcome to greet everybody that is here. You are more than welcome to greet the listeners. We've got listeners all over the world that are listening to us here in South Africa. And take this time. And we just want to wish you that. So feel welcome. You can greet everybody. You can greet our listeners.
Okay. I greet everyone in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Okay. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, thank you guys for taking your moment and wishing me this happy birthday. Thank you very much. Like, yo, it's unexplainable. Thank you. You guys just made my day. So, and I thank God for this day, and I thank God for the woman that I am. I thank God for choosing me, for making me this child. And I'm so grateful to be part of By the Grace Ministry.
Wow,
yeah. So, yes, thank you, family. Thank you very much. I don't know what to say.
Wow.
Thank you. I just wanna thank you. So may the Lord bless you more and more.
And I'm gonna say the
All right, let me just ask KK this question or na if Elori like king into I hope lang isalengwana Elori ngi ushauri I can be a child again. KK Bailey, and then I'm going to ask Slyle. king into loring you as a KK. You say you want to buy wish next alingwana. King into we treasure ango buelangkongwane.
No,
no, no, no. I start with you. I start with you. No, no. Remember, I started with you first.
We don't want. We are still. We are just finished the ladies' month, women.
No,
month,
so. No. The ladies' month is finished. No, no, no. Hurry, answer me.
the moments that I can say I remember the most, basically from my side was there are few moments that I can say I remember from that I would like to treasure. Basically, one of them being the other time when we were still very young as a family. Ratua Raya Deben.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy, Jimmy was there. And the little one was Tavi, the one after Dumi. And then, yeah, it was for us, it was that priceless moment, the first time going on water, man. As a family, it was such a nice time to treasure.
Wow.
It was one of those times that I reverse. So.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Which one is yours, sis?
No, before we go to her, let me just comment on something I saw last night on a skin sam. I saw this man, Papa Olushole, was excited to be in Durban for the first time. So KK just reminded me of this Durban thing. So yeah. So Salilo, your turn now.
Yo, nah, I don't know what to say.
Hey.
There's nothing, man.
Hey. Wow.
Hi.
Yeah, is it maybe because you're still young?
Hey,
so you can't go back nowhere.
yeah, that's the reason why.
Yeah, well, you can't go back to youth if you're still young. Yeah, no. If you've just joined us, you're listening to By the Grace Radio Station, the station that really, really, really brings you the joy of the Lord. And the time is 8:53 p.m. Central African Time. You are with our wonderful host, Kimuruti, John Mamabolo, the man of God, the founder of By the Grace Ministries, and he's going to, one day we're going to profile him so that he give us a better perspective about By the Grace. We are also with Memalachi, the woman who gave birth to six wonderful children, five sons and one daughter. And we are with Muruti Malachi, the son to Mrs. Malachi, Muruti KK Malachi. We are with his wonderful brother, who is also the son to Mrs. Malachi, Brother Dumi. We are with the birthday girl. We are with the birthday pastor. It's how I shall be you, Owen.
Hey.
Yeah, so the girl, Sisilayelo. Oh, that lady can
upcoming
say,
upcoming artist.
Yeah, okay, upcoming artist. Yes, and
she will be joining. She will be there at Lenasia. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. When she ministers, Remela a ladder so people can see her. and we also have wow. This woman can cook. This woman she's a preacher and unali pura pura ya yabaram. We'll send it on By the Grace.
That's fire on that pura pura.
Yeah, that's fire on that pura pura. Party. And time is 8:55. I just wanted, with the permission of Muruti Mamabolo, to use this 5 minutes as we wrap up. I'm just going to ask the two give the last words to them. I want you, our wonderful guests tonight, to just say some few words to the man of God, Murudi KK Malachi, and say some few words to our daughter, the birthday lady as well. The birthday pastor and the birthday lady, obviously, I'm going to use a chronological order because obviously, Retoma Kaba Bahulu, Kamewaka, Memalachi, as we are about to sign off tonight, Horeno, Arife Mansi Fela, Mansi, or rather, Afe, Runaba Tuba Bedeya.
Yeah, Afe Runaba Bedeya, yeah, no.
So we are tapping in on the birthday anointing.
Yeah, we're tapping in.
Yeah, so Baba Femansui to rather say umudimu asibuwang to them just briefly for 30 seconds, maybe also what can you say, Mewaka, for 30 seconds, 1 minute, as you can say to your son, as you can say to your daughter.
Let us lead by example. And then listening skills. And then to those who are birthday, happy, happy, happy birthday. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Mama. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
She says to the parents, let us lead by example. And she says to the young men and the young sons, she says, let us have a listening skill.
Okay. By the way, we're gonna sing. Nobody must run away. Nobody must run away. We all gonna sing. Okay. Right. I wanna say this. I wanna give everyone who is listening the scripture that we have opened with, Ephesians 2 verse number 24, and that also to our birthday. I guess who woman? Hey. Our birthday guest.
Yeah.
I want them to grow balakanelina. And then bam feed. Alright?
Yeah.
And then
I'm already trapping you. So you must grow
short. Okay. Alright. Yeah. No, grow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But one way or the other, one of the two, whichever. Now, then if you are. You're taller than me, you must come down. So that we don't look at Nalim. Then that's what I'm saying. So that, and Silayaloli and I must go taller. So that we don't look at Nalim. And that's what I'm saying. And to our listener there, I'm saying that they should enjoy life as there's no tomorrow. Each and every one, that you must live today as there's no tomorrow. Because you don't know if the tomorrow will come or not. So, as tomorrow is tomorrow, when you wake up in the morning, wake up and leave tomorrow as there's no tomorrow. That's what I can say.
Thank you, Murut.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow. We are moving in a chronological order. Murut Mamubolo has re-quoted the verse that we read tonight, which is the verse we have given to every listener, Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24. It says, there is nothing better for a man than he should eat and drink, and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. These also I saw, that this was from the hand of God. Now I'm going to give this opportunity to Alright. So we're just giving you an opportunity, man of God, to me to just say the last words and also your wishes to Murudi Malachi as Abedea, Sisilaelo as Abedea, and what you could also say to our wonderful listeners tonight. Just for 30 seconds, perhaps. Amen.
Okay.
Nagere, my brother, this is your birthday, I'll get it. Happy birthday, lo le 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 gane le bo mamalaji.
So you must come back.
You must come back.
I shall come back.
Amen. Thank you so very much. Muruti, why am I keeping on saying Muruti too?
You are now professor.
Okay, say I receive Papa. Say I receive. Okay, did you say I receive Papa?
Yeah.
Go deeper, Papa. Okay.
Yeah, well, I just want to bring in also our the woman of God, Ceci, Moefangeti.
Upgrade.
Yeah, upgrade ya, you accept it. So what you would say to as your parting shot to our wonderful guest tonight and to our listeners?
Hey girl.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
1 year older.
Yay! Wow! And shout out to Mfundi at the bank. So, hey! Oh, happy birthday, man! Happy birthday! We shall dance at the next assignment and we shall sing. We shall eat the cake. We shall declare. Hey!
We shall be fasting.
Yes, you will.
Okay, I'm pronouncing a fasting prayer from 20 September.
From me?
The 20 September until the 23 September. It's fasting.
No, it's fine. You people will fast. I'll join you in my spirit. I'll be fasting in my spirit.
Is that your challenge accepted, Chef Joe?
Yeah, we want to fast the cake only.
No, you will fast. Now I will fast. I'll be fasting in my spirit, and then I will be eating the cake in my flesh.
Yes. Well, I just want to say thank you so very much to everybody. To everybody that is listening, you may be in China, you may be in Brazil, you may be in South Africa, wherever you are, in all corners of the world, you were listening to By the Grace Radio Station. And the show tonight is called Time to Meditate, which is a reflection time. So we were reflecting on life, and we read the scripture that we gave you tonight, which is found in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24, you know, that talks about life, you know. And we are saying thank you for listening to us, and you are more than welcome to tune in at any time at By the Grace Radio. And thank you to our wonderful guests, especially Muruti Malachi, for your time. We know that the festivities are going on most likely, and in your busy schedule to give us your time, we appreciate you. And also the woman of God, Ceci Padi, we appreciate you so very much. We love you at By the Grace, and we wanted to dedicate this show to you, the two of you, because it's your day, the day that the Lord has made, the day where you were born, the day where you arrived, and we just give God the glory for your lives, and we appreciate you so very much. What I would say as we close tonight, because Batu Baba Mbatari, why yenasa bulela manzi? Why? Yenasa? Yena ya queen, kanti.
Yena aya queen.
So I just want to say that as we grow older, you know, we also grow closer. You know, life is a passing wind, but what matters the most is the Bible says we shall give account to God for the assignment that he gave us. When we go back to him, the Bible says we shall account for every word that we say. So in other words, Modimo ori file dimpotse fapafapaneng, and what matters the most is that did we walk in the purpose that God created appointment, God has an appointment which is greater, you know, or everything works together for the good, especially, more especially to those who love the Lord and which are called according to his purpose. We want to say, maybe you might be listening to us and maybe it's your birthday as well. We want to say happy birthday. Maybe you received your upgrade tonight. Maybe you received a promotion. We are saying give God the glory for that. The Bible says promotion does not come from the south, the east, the north, or the west, but it comes from him. So to add one more year, it is a promotion that comes from the Lord. It is not by might, it is not by power that we keep on. We know that there are people who did not see this day, but they were willing. But we are still alive, and whilst we are still alive, we shall give him the praise, we shall give him the honor. We want to say to everybody that is listening to us tonight, give God the glory for each day, and reflect on each day if you did according to the will and the way of God. We just want to appreciate Mama, Mama Malachi, to be part of the show tonight. We really love you so, so, so very much, and we are looking forward to meet you. And Rebana Bahao, and we take the advice that you have given us tonight. And I'm just going to hand over as well to Moruti Mamabolo as he wraps up, because Kiena, our elder, Kiena, our host.
Don't forget to announce the assignment on the 21st of September. We're going to meet.
And Ari, do announcement, Ari.
Oh, Rabbi, please do not miss this. Do not miss this opportunity to be with Jesus. Please come.
Okay. All right. So we are but the Grace Radio Station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. 0832894658 is our WhatsApp number, SMS number, or even call. Now we are www.radio.bythegrace.org. Then you can click there, chat to us, or you can listen. This show is going to be on our podcast tomorrow morning, or after when we finish here, it will be on podcast. If you want to listen to it again, you can do so. Now, but I want us to sing before I can say close. Mercy, when are you? Nagita Shapa. Okay, all right.
It's our day, so we want to say something. It's our day, not your day.
But who said you must say something? Who's giving you permission to say something?
We will withdraw our birthday nest. We will withdraw our birthday nest.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Say something. Then, okay, you're going to sing after that.
Let me start there with this line of there to say, just give a birthday lady to give a word, then I will give my own.
This is not right.
Ladies first.
Every day, ladies first. Ladies first every day.
Ari SLL, Ari.
Yeah.
What now?
What is it? I'm more closer than us.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Yes, this is Lilo. We have given you this time to just say your parting shot, your words. What is it that you would like to say to us before we hand over to Moruti Mamabolo?
Okay. Mina, I would like to thank you guys again for taking this time and wish me a happy birthday again, I guess. And I'm so grateful to have you move to Lungaga. Like, it's... I feel like I'm going to talk to you later, so, yeah.
We hear you. Thank you so very much. Moruti Malachi.
Let me take this time to thank everyone. First of all, let me take this time to give the woman who has always been there for me, the pillar of my strength, the woman that God gave me as a gift. There were many times, especially of recent, whereby, you know, many things were happening. I was facing some major challenges. And by that far, she was the only person to whom I would confide. And sometimes I would go home just to cry. And, you know, it's not easy for us as men to cry. But, you know, she's the only woman that I find so far to be safe, that I can pour out everything and just break down. And she's the woman that will always remind you, Lori, you are a man of God. You are a man of God. Remember, you are a man of God. When I'm going out, maybe I know I did not dress well. She said, no, that's not how a man of God should. You should dress. But you remember, you are a man of God. So she's that woman really, really, really made me to be who I am. Spiritually, she's always been a guru in my life. The support. I couldn't have been here. I wouldn't have made it if she was not there. And I really thank God for her, you know, the support that she's always been giving me. My prayer is that may God keep her to see even the best of the best in the land of the living. That I thank her so much. And also let me thank my younger brother to me there, you know, That one is my drive. I think even the first time when I came to preach in 2015 in Mapi, he was the one who was driving me.
Yeah.
So almost everywhere where I go when I'm at home, he's the one who is be willingly carrying my Bibles. He will be driving me literally the young man has served me, and he will always ask me if I'm going to preach anywhere. He will do anything just to hold my Bible and drive me. And I'm really grateful. I really speak a blessing over his life, that he will not go unblessed. He will be blessed in the land of the living.
Right, you know what? Okay, he's your driver. Okay, you must come and drive me. I am tired.
No. The young man is, I think, in our family, that far is the safest and the most very goodest driver.
Okay.
He's very, very, very good and very humble. And I don't know how you managed to get him into the show, because he's the shyest in the family and the most quietest.
You don't know me. I do magic. Me, you don't know me.
Shyest person. So, but thank you so much, my brother, and of course to Sesame Street, that side, our Twitter. Thank you so much.
Yo, but like you don't share it with
our listeners. And of course. I think you are blessed to be sharing a birthday date with a celebrity. Thank you so much. And of course to you, Muruti Ndebele, that side we were speaking to even today. You know, I'm always blessed to be there, to have him as a brother, as a friend, as a colleague. You know, as somebody you can always call, and you know, it's such a blessing to my life. I really desire what he carries. I've always said to him that many times I've prayed to God to give me what he has, and in return God said, I will not give you what he has, but I will give you him, because he carries what you have. So him being in my life is such a blessing. Thank you so much, Murutuaka. And of course to the general there behind the mic, Mama Volo, thank you really took me by surprise today. You shocked me. I'm still trying to recover. I will find a way to pay revenge.
Battle is not yours.
I will not rest until I revenge. I will revenge the last person of by the grace. I thank you so much, Muruti, for bringing in my mama and my brother in life in the studio. You know, for the friendship, for the support, and everything. We are because you believe in us, and you have always given us the opportunity to exhibit what we are carrying. Thank you so much to your family and everyone. And lastly, to everyone who is listening to us from different places, countries, and towns, and everything. We love you so much for your support and everything. And to Bite the Grace team, we love you so much. Let's meet on the 21st of September to the 23rd in the Nashia South, Johannesburg. And to, yeah, thank you so much. I wish I can just speak the whole day, but thank you so much. Thank you so much. And to my mom, let me say that next time I will just carry her to SABC. This is just the beginning.
There's a chance for revenge that December. That is 6 somewhere there. 5-6, we have a chance for revenge. So
we are fasting. We are fasting that day.
We are fasting. We are fasting. We are fasting.
I'm going to make every means. I will connect. I will do anything.
Hey, we are going to look for the temple.
We fast. Don't worry. We,
yes.
Don't worry.
We fasting.
Okay.
Yeah,
fasting.
We are fasting.
Yeah. We fasting.
Well, we are wrapping up, and thank you so very much, everybody. And you said something powerful there, Murudi Mamabolo, and Murudi Malaji. Everybody that has been here, women and men of God. And we have learned so much from the show tonight, and we have reflected on the life and times of Murudi Malachi, and also briefly on the life and times of Sesi Silaino. And I'm confirming we shall be there, Kolenazia South, next to Tembalise, Mudimo Uyeteesi. And okay. We are saying we are coming there in full force. We are coming there in numbers. If you are around there, join us from the 21st until the 23rd of this very month. We shall be there, and God will bless you so very much. And if it so happens that you are too far to come to South Africa, remember, you can always tune in live on By the Grace Radio. We shall be broadcasting live there. Our services will be live, and you'll be able to listen to the entire service, and you will be blessed. So you will travel to South Africa through the airwaves, and we really give God the praise for that. As we hand over to Murudi Mamabolo to lead us as we...
Yeah, as we are about to sing.
As we are about to sing.
Before I do that, I want to thank the producer... of the show, studio manager is doing a very good job. It's because of him that we managed to be on air with Mama Laji and to me and everyone. So I must thank him in person. Thank you, sir, wherever you are. God bless you. So okay, we are going to sing now. Silaino. You must start the song. Oh my, no, you can't start the song because it's your... Oh, I forgot. Okay, sorry. It's your best. Okay. Messi.
Muruti.
I want you to start the song. We singing. I thought maybe I had that song in my playlist. Somehow the song is missing. So we're gonna sing. Because when you are a Twitter girl, and then now you are your Twitter, and then you know Twitter start first, and then the bus bin will fold. Okay, the bus beam will sustain you, and then okay. Okay, Ari.
Okay, so because we've run out of time, Negel, can you do this other song? It is about the journey of life, but let's just do the simple one.
Okay, let's do the simple one because our voice are gone.
Oh, Ari. Yeah.
Okay. Ari.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Mara, agago to me, to me. Agago wopela mren. Agago wopela, katigi.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Nna e kwa re tsatsa ke ke ba bad voice. It is the thought that
counts. Brother cannot speak. Why are you doing this to him? It's like he's crying.
Pastor Max, we do it like this. Everybody look, look, see what the Lord has done.
Now, you know, I heard that song, but unfortunately, as I told you, that is missing from my playlist. But Wotaloka. Let me thank everyone as we sign off. It is 9:21. Masingita, I sign off with Masingita song, and then goodbye.